Seattle needs a new police chief. Chief Kathleen O'Toole is stepping down after 3 years. She was brought here to make big changes, and today, Mayor Durkan said the next police chief will be assigned to continue those changes.
The police chief must be someone who sets the tone for the department, but also understands what the job of a police officer entails so they have the full confidence of the police department as well. They also have to have the confidence of the community, to build trust with the community so the community understands that that police chief cares every day about the public service that the police provide, and also understand that deep relationship, that hat of trust that is important between the police and the community.
How can the new police chief build that trust? What do we want in this new chief of the Seattle Police Department? We're going to put those questions to a series of people, starting with former Seattle City Council member Kirsten Harris-Talley, who served for 51 days on the council and has been active with the Block the Bunker and the No New Youth Jail movement. Kirsten, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Mayor Durkan says to get community input on the hiring of the new police chief, there will be 4 public meetings, maybe more. Is that enough public input?
I don't think so. What I would love to see is a task force put together. I will say I very much appreciate in the press conference that Mayor Durkan put together her commitment and statement that community needed to be prioritized. I think that is absolutely the right direction. And in light of the changes and the consent decree and other pressures that the city of Seattle has to really think through community policing models, I really appreciate that approach and that tone being set early on. But I really think while the city has done a number of community forums over the years, I don't know that those forums have always translated into actionable goals and what it is to actually then implement the recommendations. So what I would love to see is actually a community interface that's part of the hiring process, if that was something that the mayor and others in city governance were open to. I think that could be a game-changing model.
Who needs to be on that task force?
I think we have a lot of voices already in the Seattle area who would be great folks. I think Nikita Oliver with the Seattle People's Party set a really important tone through the primary season about context of policing in the city, how it's changed, and what remedies could be. Andre Taylor of Not This Time, who's also a part of the coalition efforts for the De-Escalate Washington initiative on the state level, I think would be a really welcomed voice. He has firsthand experience as his brother died at the hands of police.
Shay Taylor.
I think his voice would be important. Activists and representation from No New Youth Jail and Block the Bunker that are both, you know, some really sophisticated community-based organizing that was happening, and voices of young people and folks from the communities most impacted disproportionately from policing. And I think also thinking through what it would be to have community members from each city district. You know, we have 7 city-specific districts, and I think policing looks really quite different in different parts of our city. So having a broad representation there could be a game changer for us to understand how policing looks different in different communities in our city.
Before we get to how policing could look different, what did you see in Chief O'Toole that you hope continues under the next leader?
I really appreciated seeing, you know, in my 51 days on the city council, really we were oriented around the 2018 budget. And the overview and executive summary for SPD in that budget outlined some really specific goals that were oriented closer to community policing models. I did not always necessarily agree with some of the decisions that came out of SPD. They weren't always steps that necessarily through my lens and activism and sense of community would be the approaches, but that the goals were there, I think, set a new direction and tone for what policing could look like. The how it is done, I think, are considerations and something that I hope the mayor and others would give some thought to as they're doing the hiring process. But some specific goals about what it was around the consent decree to really bring down some of the numbers of really aggressive policing interactions that were happening in community. They've met some of those goals. Really the orientation around what it is to think of community policing models and non-lethal use of force in the field. There were some set goals there and some trainings that were starting to happen under her leadership. And I also think, you know, we can't ignore the fact that the Office of Police Accountability has a new director who's officially on board at the helm. They're really changing what that community interface will look like. And the Community Police Commission, after our budget process, also has a lot more resources and staffing that will be there to work with community folks. So
okay, and what's a
big solution.
Mm-hmm. And what's one example of something you hope changes under this new police chief?
I would like to see a lot more considerations about how officers are brought in, the dosage of officers brought in, and what communities they represent. I think a diversity in the police force and the fact that they would come from local communities that they're policing in are some of those community-based models that are game changers when we're looking at other municipalities. Putting a lot of time and effort into non-lethal policing models and training is a game changer. Right now, the models are upside down, which is why De-escalate Washington is such an important campaign. We have far too much training that's on shooting range and other lethal interaction training and not on anti-bias training, de-escalation training. How do you work with mental health issues? How do you work with other issues that can accelerate in the field if you don't have the training to actually de-escalate those situations? We need to change our training models so that de-escalation is the go-to instead of a force that really leaves, you know, families with loved ones no longer with them and police with a lot of processes and officers having to go home knowing coulda, shoulda, woulda moments of what could have happened differently in the field. We want a situation where everyone gets to go home safe and sound at the end of the day.
Finally, Kirsten Harris-Talley, former Seattle City Council member, there is an interim chief, Deputy Chief Carmen Best. What she's going to serve starting on January 1st, is that the police chief of Seattle's future, Carmen Best?
I'm looking forward to the answer to that question as much as anyone. I think we're going to learn a lot about them, their approach, what experience they have to bring in. I certainly hope, you know, they're probably going to be considered. I don't want us to forget, you know, O'Toole came out of a pretty lengthy national process that we had to go through, and I would assume that we're going to try to you know, open a wide net again. But certainly if someone local, homegrown, is up to the challenge of what it will be to police in this new environment with some new goals for the city, they're as good a choice as any as far as a process that's really equitable that brings in the right voices to consider it.
Former Seattle City Council member Kirsten Harris-Talley, who's been active with the Block the Bunker, the No New Youth Jail movement, among others, thanks a lot for this time.
Thank you. Bye.
We're talking about the search for a new police chief. The head of the Seattle Police Department, Chief Kathleen O'Toole, just announced she's stepping down after 3 years. The deputy chief, Carmen Best, serves beginning January 1st. She'll be Seattle's first black woman to hold that position. We'll ask those questions of other people as the city looks for what former Mayor Tim Burgess called the most important appointment that a mayor can make. Stay tuned to KOW's The Record.